At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about the He Gets Us campaign, the latest Super Bowl commercial that they aired for Super Bowl 59. And this commercial was really bad. It was one of their worst yet, which is saying something. These commercials have generally been low quality for a while, except they did air some higher quality commercials, but they didn't use any of those for their Super Bowl campaign. Instead, this is probably hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent annually on the He Gets Us campaign in total, and it is an anti-evangelism effort. It is not helpful for evangelizing whatsoever. It is to evangelism what Will Ferrell reprising his Ron Burgundy character is to comedy. It is anti-comedy, and this is anti-evangelism. It is, we're doing the opposite of evangelism. We're not telling people who Jesus is. Instead, we're actually telling people, we're muddying the waters on who Jesus is. This is the opposite of evangelism. Evangelism answers the question as to who is Jesus. This does not even come close to formulating a coherent thought on that question. So we're going to dive into this commercial. It is really gay, so cringe warning up front. But first, I want you to know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry, and you can support our work over at Evangelical Dark Web. The website, all linked in the description below. Also have a book, Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare, on Amazon and other places, linked in the description below. So this is the commercial. It's called What is Greatness? And like I said, this does not come close to answering the question as to what is greatness. So let's roll tape.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear.
So I'm going to pause right here because now we have an image of someone who has spray painted go back on a home, presumably, and it is now being power washed off. And this ties into the fact that people in Big Eva are promoting an amnesty narrative. I wrote an article on the Southern Baptist Convention doing that. And majority of evangelicals support mass deportations. In fact, 2/3 of Americans do, according to the latest polling. But nonetheless, the He Gets Us campaign is once again framing Christians as the baddies. They're framing, you know, evangelicals as the baddies, despite the fact this is somewhat of an evangelical campaign. So, but we'll get into who's behind the He Gets Us campaign in a little bit. But just keep in mind, this is one of the stock images that they use. And most of this is AI, from what I can tell. It's a more sophisticated AI, but there's still some flaws in the artwork that you can see if you really want to pay attention, which I don't on this particular image.
Hear your prayers, someone who's there.
So here we have another woke image. It is at a gay pride parade. We have a dude who's presumably a street preacher, and I'm inserting a charitable reading of this, hugging a sodomite at a pride parade, and there is nothing really evangelistic going on here, and there's nothing to denote that this sin is not being affirmed by the guy in the John 3:16 hat, who is the street preacher. For all we know, he's just there and it's happy-go-lucky because the He Gets Us campaign is pretty gay at the end of the day, and they're really reinforcing the message that they are gay. Because let me get into who's behind the He Gets Us campaign is a man named Ed Stetzer. Ed Stetzer is one of the theological brains behind this campaign. He's not like the money man. He's not the marketing gurus that they hire. But as far as the theology of the He Gets Us campaign goes, He is the theology. They use the Lausanne Covenant, which is a woke faith statement from the 1970s. I think it's from the 70s. And it gets into basically ESG, but for the church before ESG was a thing for corporate America. So that is kind of what the Lausanne Covenant does. And they had a pretty woke conference or Congress, I think is what they call it, this past fall. So Ed Stetzer, very gay affirming, by the way. He is the biggest media defender of Andy Stanley and his appreciation for homosexuality in Christian media that I'm aware of. If anyone's more affirming of Andy Stanley than Ed Stetzer, I'd be shocked to know. But nonetheless, he has destroyed every institution he's been a part of. He has failed upwards in his career. He started off as a church growth guru, despite the fact that he's never had a successful church plant under his belt. And he has failed from Lifeway to Wheaton to now Biola. And he's doing other things in Christian media as well. So that is who's behind the He Gets His campaign on a theological level. We'll talk about the finances in a minute.
Feeling unknown and you're all alone.
So this image, I wonder if it's like some sort of border enforcement officer. Again, the whole anti-deportation narrative that they're inserting into this. I kind of wonder about that. Not particularly sure, but you can't tell me that anything in this commercial comes close to making a coherent thought for evangelism.
Flesh and bone by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. Reach out and touch faith.
So then at the end, the text says, Jesus showed us what greatness really is. And it's worth mentioning, they didn't really show what greatness is in this commercial. I'll let the whole thing play out. Here's some more text.
Reach out and touch faith.
And it says, He gets us, all of us. So that is the tagline. And it's just not a good campaign. This was never a good campaign. So it kind of let me go to the article that was for this ad. And we get a lot of images of everyday acts. So the mundanity, the banality of life. And there's nothing really great being shown here. I'm just going to be really blunt. There's a lot of potential to show greatness in terms of athletic achievement for a commercial for the Super Bowl. There's a real tie-in for an evangelistic opportunity at play. But instead, we get banality. We get slice of life. We get political messaging that is antithetical to Christianity. So what's going on here? So with that said, let's talk about the music. The music is a song that Johnny Cash did a cover of. It's not necessarily his song. And the song is called Personal Jesus, which is a song about Jesus being Jesus to someone that, while it might seem well-intended, it is a very man-centric view of Christ. So the song itself is not very Christian at all, but there is a way in which it could be sung that could be in good faith. And if you want to be the charitable person, the Johnny Cash rendition is something like that. However, not everyone who hears that song is going to understand the nuance of that song. They're going to have a, you know, perhaps a different reading of that song that is very affirming of their current sinful lifestyle. So you could be like Marilyn Manson and do a cover of that song as well. It would have a different meaning despite the fact that it's the same lyrics. So the song really means what the person singing it wants it to mean, or what it means because of the person singing it. So we got a lot of images. We have to have the personal Jesus is really what's going on here. So the ad's message is that greatness comes in everyday acts of kindness and being a personal Jesus to other people. So that's my brother reading the message of the commercial that I was apparently too dense to see, because I don't really think, I think he's giving it more meaning than it actually had. But that's an argument for another day. But as with all other He Gets His ads, he continues, it portrays Jesus as merely a man. Furthermore, it undermines the concept of greatness, where if everyday greatness, everything is greatness, then nothing is greatness, not even Jesus. The greatness of Christ is that the Son of God took on human flesh to redeem the church, but He Gets Us does not get Jesus. And let me just double down on that point even further. The He Gets Us campaign is not getting Christ. They don't get Jesus. Jesus was actually greater than all the things that we could do in everyday slice of life type of thing. He did miracles. This is actually a point that you could make with greatness. Oh, this athlete made a superstar play, but did he feed 5,000 people by manifesting food? Did he do that? Did he rise from the dead? Did he do that? There's so much things to talk about with the greatness of Christ, with the acts that he did. But this commercial doesn't want to talk about Jesus. It wants to talk about people. It wants to talk about mundanity. It does not want to talk about the profound. And that is a missed opportunity. But this is not evangelism. This is anti-evangelism. So the article talks about the connections with Compassion International. And I talked about this last year where the chief executive officer for the Come Near Foundation, which is the 501c, or it's the company that funds the He Gets Us campaign. The dude has pronouns in his bio, so he is gay affirming, you know, by default. And pretty much all of the people there are gay affirming or not Christian. So the He Gets Us campaign isn't exactly done by Christians. And it shows. It shows. This is not even an effort. This is not even a good effort, because these are just simply gay AI images that are generated. And it's low quality. There's no A for effort here, because it's a bad effort. It's a bad product in the end. And you just can't. There is no merit to praise this work. All the people, are any of the people involved in it Christians? Probably not. And people have asked, many people are asking, is this being funded by USAID? And the answer is no. The answer is actually no. I just did a live stream last week on the government funding of supposedly Christian organizations. And I looked to see if USAID, the government, was funding things like the He Gets Us campaign and The Chosen, which I believe portray the same Jesus, by the way. So the He Gets Us campaign and The Chosen, they are not government funded. They are mostly funded by these fund-to-fund organizations called The Signatory and The Servant. Let me make sure I get that right. Servant Foundation. Yeah, so Signatory and The Servant Foundation, which have connections to Dave Green of Hobby Lobby. That is who's funding this. That is the bankrolling of this, is from the Hobby Lobby guy and these fund-to-fund charity groups. It's not government. I don't think it's organic either. Like, everyday plebs like you and me, we're not just sending $5 to the He Gets Us campaign so we can see more of these cringe commercials. That's not what's going on here. It is a bunch of rich people who don't understand evangelism, and they think that they want to signal their virtue because they want something that they've contributed to be everywhere, and that's what the He Gets Us campaign ultimately is. It is their vanity project. It is not real evangelism. It is anti-evangelism. So that's all I got to say about that. For now, my name's Ray, the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.